We gotta get the clock fixed.
They're missing every night.
We are not yet when it says.
Tonight's practice. So
thank you, everybody.
Cool.
We're at 6 o'clock. And so I'd like to call to order this meeting, July 7th, 2025, 6 p.m. meeting of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Could we begin with a roll call?
Chair Nolan.
Here.
Deputy Chair Litz.
Here.
Legislator Donaldson.
Here.
Legislator Kovacs.
Here.
Legislator McCullough.
Here.
You have quorum.
Thank you. We have circulated the meeting minutes for the June 9th meeting. Is there a motion? A move to approve by Legislator Donaldson and seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Minutes are approved unanimously. So we'll turn to the resolutions for the July 15th legislative session. Resolution number 321, establishing capital project number 736, site ready services for 2025 electric vehicle charging stations, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, departments of public works, building and grounds. And this is 42 different level 2 chargers and 2 level 3 chargers. I'd like to request that all motions be for approval of the resolutions unless designated otherwise. Is there a motion or do you want more information to begin?
More information.
More information.
The funding for this, is any of it federal or state reimbursement grant money?
The executive, Amanda Laval, if you could address the funding, that would be great.
The proposal that you see in front of you right now is for contracts with Livingston, which would fund the chargers. Those proposals take into account money that would be coming from Central Hudson through their Make Ready program. It doesn't include the state NYSERDA rebates, nor the IRS, the federal money, the 30% tax credit money on that. That would be an additional revenue after we had paid the vendor for that work.
So the dollar value we see is the county's portion of those.
Of the initial project, it does include, you know, these projects are a layer cake of different incentives and funding sources, including Central Hudson, the state, and then federal. The proposal does account for Central Hudson funding, and that's the Make Ready work. It doesn't account for some of the other funding that we would then receive, particularly the 30% tax credit, which I believe is funded through 2026. So we would still be able to take advantage of that from the federal government. Additionally, we do have a Clean Energy Communities project that was awarded that will defray some of the costs additionally over those 2 other sources for Trudy Resnick-Farber.
Thank you.
And would you also address whether or not these chargers will be available to the public?
It does depend on the location and also generally the priorities for fleet charging, but after hours they would be available for the public. So depending on the location is one way of saying that is at UCLEC. The chargers would be an area that is for staff and for vehicles start charging. Those wouldn't be public-facing chargers. The other side of that is Trudy Resnick Farber, where you know, the county only has one vehicle currently assigned. There may be additional vehicles down there. Those might be more public-facing. Particularly, one of the reasons why we are looking at that for a DC fast charger is that it's on a travel corridor that currently doesn't have any fast charging. When you go west in Ulster County, there's no easily readily available fast charger in the Ellenville area.
Is there a motion? Move to approve by Legislator McCullough. Is there a second? I'd be happy to second. Oh, you already seconded? I didn't take that in. Thank you. Seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. And we can turn to, we have four resolutions from the college, from SUNY Ulster. It'd be helpful perhaps to block resolutions numbers 329, 331, 333, and 335, all dealing with increasing funding for SUNY Ulster capital projects. Is there a motion to block?
I'll second to block.
By McCullough and seconded by Litz. Any discussion on the motion to block? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? So the resolutions are blocked. Would you like to tell us a bit about the improvements that are planned and why we have an increase in funding for each of these?
Hi. So the first one is a $50,000 increase. It's so that we can purchase new electrical safety equipment. The second one, 331, is for a HVAC project to service our Vanderlyn building for the cafeteria, bookstore, and art rooms. It's one of the pieces that we have been going forward. This is the second HVAC project for that building. The other one, which is currently underway, actually tackled our auditorium. And I'll just jump to the fourth because that is also HVAC, but it's a bunch of smaller units for different areas for some of our smaller classrooms. But that's in a separate category, which is a new category by the state for critical minor maintenance, which by definition is below $250,000 and is ideally for smaller projects that you think is going to fail in the upcoming years. The third one is for our technology, which we use to purchase our different IT needs, inclusive of servers, computers, laptops, and monitors, and everything in that nature. So those are the four increases that we're requesting today.
I'll move the block for adoption.
Is there a second? Any further questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? So the block passes unanimously. Thank you very much for coming to be available. Resolution number 340, establishing capital project number 737 for UCAT less than 30-foot rolling stock purchase 2025, amending the capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transit, UCAT. This is four cutaway buses. And reimbursed, much of it reimbursed by federal and state grants.
I'll move for adoption.
Awesome. Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 340 passes unanimously. Resolution number 360, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to amend an agreement with the New York State Unified Court System, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. This is for maintenance and cleaning of the court facilities. Moved by Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator Litz. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Passes unanimously. Resolution number 361, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget, CHIPS, Pave New York, EWR, POP funding adjustment, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
I will move that with ecstatic.
We have an ecstatic motion by Legislator Litz and an ecstatic second by Legislator Donaldson. However, the chair was the one that did get to say CHIPS and Pave New York. So just for that, I get something. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 361 passes unanimously. Resolution number 362, approving the execution of a contract for $151,720 entered into by the County Access Anvil Corp., DBA, Overhead Door Company of the Hudson River Valley Department of Public Works. And this is for overhead door repair at multiple doors, 132 doors to be precise. Is 132. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator Donaldson, seconded by Legislator Litz. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 362 passes unanimously. Resolution number 363, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $139,500 entered into by the County Jory Excavating, Inc., Department of Public Works. And this is to increase funding for job order site work services.
I'll move it for adoption, but is there a location for this work? Or?
This is multiple sites, yes? Do you want a list of sites, or is multiple sites sufficient?
I mean, it just sounds like an odd number, $139,500. It sounds like, you know, it's a bill.
So the locations are Mary's Avenue, SUNY Kingston, and also the new the DPW warehouse over on Ulster Avenue.
So two sites.
Multiple projects at each site.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Legislator Litz has moved it for adoption, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any other questions, concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 363 passes unanimously. Resolution 364, approving the execution of a contract for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by the county, Tectonic Engineering Consultants, Geologists and Land Surveyors, DPC, Department of Public Works. This is inspection and testing services at the Government Operations Center. Moved by Legislator Donaldson, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns? This is going over a year of testing and multiple different services and times. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Legislator Litz, did you move that? No, Legislator Donaldson and McCullough. Thank you. Legislator Litz abstains for purposes of employment. So the vote on this will be 4-0-1. Thank you. Resolution number 365, approving the execution of a contract for $82,751 entered into by the county, FST Technical Service, LLC, Department of Public Works. And this is for building commissioning services for the Government Operations Center. Again, 100% county funding. Moved by Legislator McCullough for adoption, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Is this an abstention?
Yeah.
So four ayes and no noes and one abstention, Legislator Litz for purposes of employment. On your agenda, there is a listed a forthcoming resolution that's updating the Ulster County pedestrian and bicycle policy that was postponed in housing and transportation. will probably come forward next month. The amendment includes bridges. So that would be the change from the previous text. Is there any new business? Is there any old business? There's a motion to adjourn by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are adjourned, people.
I got a meeting.